Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. The Columbus Blue Jackets tonight try to take a commanding 3-0 lead in their first-round playoff series with the Washington Capitals. It's far from settled, but wins tonight and Thursday would give the Jackets their first playoff series win in club history. On the line now is Aaron Portsline. He covers the Jackets for the website The Athletic and is traveling to the airport to come back to Columbus as we speak. Welcome back to the program, Aaron.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be with you.
So the Capitals came into this series as favorites. That has not mattered so far, and Columbus has a 2-0 lead at this point. How did we get to where we are right now?
Well, I think both teams could tell you that they could play better. I think the Capitals have made some really crucial mistakes at really questionable times for a veteran team. Some late penalties in Game 1 that helped Columbus get back into it and to help fuel a bounce back by Columbus in Game 2. I think Columbus has been the better team at clutch moments where Washington has made mistakes that are typical of perhaps a young, inexperienced team. It's almost been a reversal of roles here.
Tonight's Game 3 is here in Columbus. Maybe more than any other sport, the intensity in hockey really ramps up during the playoffs. It's sure to be a lively scene tonight inside Nationwide.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, bring earplugs. You may not even be able to hear the cannon. I think that's been claimed in previous playoff games that when the cannon that's set off when the Blue Jackets score a goal. It is going to be a different scene because Columbus has never welcomed its club back to town with a lead in a series. When you win both games on the road to start the series, it is a real chokehold.
This team has never won a playoff series. That's obviously their main goal this week. But what do you think their ceiling is for this entire postseason?
Yeah, I still think we're looking for that ceiling. I don't think anybody really knows what it is. The one thing that's been different so far in this series is that Sergei Bobrovsky, the goaltender who has struggled so profoundly in the playoffs, he looks like his best self again. He is playing very confident hockey. He is on top of his game. And he has been, the players have said this, I would agree, he has been their best player in the first 2 games. So it's not a matter of them trying to win despite their goaltender. It's them planning to win now behind their goaltender because he looks like a very, very comfortable player.
Aaron Portsline covers the Columbus Blue Jackets for the website The Athletic. He'll be inside Nationwide Arena tonight as the team tries to take a 3-0 lead in their best-of-7 playoff series against Washington. Aaron, thanks again.
Thank you, Steve.